go ahead and start our planning commission meeting this evening, October 27, 2020, in the basement of our clubhouse. And we'll start our meeting by welcoming two new members of our planning commission. We'll go ahead and have the formal swearing in at this point.
Or informal. So Tyler and Catherine, you can just stand up where you're at, and I'll just do you both. So if you raise your right hand, just repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Tyler Bowman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I support, obey, and defend.
That I support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this state.
The Constitution of this state.
And the laws and the ordinances.
And the laws and ordinances.
Of the city of Cedar Hills.
Of the city of Cedar Hills.
And that I will discharge the duties.
That I will discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
To y'all, I do.
To y'all.
Just need a signature. Thank you and welcome.
All right, we'll move to item three on our agenda, which is public comment. Express any concerns, feelings, thoughts. So it would matter on Sio, as I live here. I guess let's see now. We'll move on then to close that part of the meeting by item number four, which is approval of the minutes for our last meeting, September 22, 2020. Any comments, thoughts, corrections? And I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the minutes of September 22, 2025.
I'll say. I'll say.
All right, we have a motion, any further thoughts? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we'll move on to item number five, which is a review of the conceptual plans for the proposed use of Riley Auto Parts to be located at 10066 North, 4700 West, and RS One Commercial Zone.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, we have before us tonight an application for commercial space located on the remnant piece of the Cedar Canyon development. This is kind of an interesting piece. If I pull back, those of you that have been on the plank, not that part, but those of you that have been on the plank commission long enough, I would say probably north of maybe 3 or 4 years, you remember the development of the Cedar Canyon subdivision. It's in its own zone called the PD1 zone, the Planning Development 1 zone. And part of that is this commercial space right here. While it is in the it's technically in the PD1 zone, it is subject to the provisions of the SC1 commercial zone. So it doesn't fit cleanly into one of the districts. It's in the part of the settlement agreement with the subdivision, it wasn't spelled out very cleanly which subdistrict it belonged to. But given some changes that we've made to the code related to allowable or conditional permitted uses in the commercial zone, I don't think that really matters. So what we have, of course, is an application for an O'Reilly Auto Parts here. The building itself is a little over 7,600 square feet. The site plan that we've got here shows 31 parking spaces, and it looks like two of them being ADA compliant. We did have a site plan committee meeting with the group, and it looks like the only change that was made, and this change requested, was the relocation of the trash enclosure. The trash enclosure was up here. We felt like getting it off of Cedar Hills Drive, where it was a little less visible, and probably right here would probably be easier for a trash collection anyway. So that's being shown in the plans. They're showing 33%, a little over 33% landscaped area, which is a green area. This is actually a very simple site to develop, just given that all the public infrastructure is already in. There's some infrastructure that needs to be put in through here. There's an been here for water. But I mean, as far as the construction project goes, clearly, by the way. The only thing that has come up since the site plan review committee meeting is internally on staff, we've had some discussions about a consideration we'd like you to maybe think about. We're in the process of beginning a traffic study of Cedar Hills Drive and how it relates to these intersections here. So here you have the right in, right out next to Chase Bank, you have right in, right out for the AmSource parcel here, you have this full access intersection here, and then further to the east, you have another access at Walmart. And we're seeing that at certain points of the day, these become choke points. It's not consistent throughout the day, but once small peak is open for school, you can see traffic stack up kind of through this area. And so some of the things we're looking at is how traffic stacks at this intersection up here on North County Boulevard and Cedar Hills Drive, but also how we want this specific intersection to function. And so the item that we'd like you to just maybe look at, plan, and consider is there could be the need in the near future to redo this intersection on some level where we're adding, and I'm just speculating here, but adding a roundabout, adding some traffic control measure that will allow for traffic to flow a little bit more freely. One thing we've noticed is this building is just a hair higher than this building, but if we want to make sure that we have a clear vision area here up to the property line. See, on this one, we have all this space right here that will serve as a clear vision area. And the thought we had was, well, what if this building flipped where the parking were on this side of the building and the building was tucked back more towards the east? That way it would give us a bigger area here for clear vision so that if we do have to play with that intersection, we have a little bit more leeway than in terms of our property. And that's something we just want you to consider. And so this is the conceptual site plan. So tonight we're doing an approval of the concept plan. Not anything related to equipment, it's just the actual concept. The use itself is an approved use. We changed that code, that's the code that was changed that I referenced earlier. In terms of the land use table, it's in section 10.6A of city code. So pretty much any retail use is now allowable use in this district. Are there any questions on the site plan itself?
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I went to the elevations, and on which side of the building is the front elevation marked for south?
It's going to be on the south. This will be the front, this will be the actual customer entrance.
Okay, but we move it back a little bit and put the other parking in front, then.
Okay, the building could be rotated. Those are going to speak here. Please come up. State your name and recognize yourself.
Just a quick answer, but my name is Michael Justice. I'm with Evergreen, the developer on the site. We don't have a representative tonight, directly from O'Reilly. Myself, civil engineer, Callaway. As far as the elevations go, we obtained those from O'Reilly. Those are prototypical brick elevations. And so those are by no means specific to this site that we see here.
One thing I would add about that is elevations are not part of the conceptual plan. I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for the plan. This is what we're speaking of for the meeting, but this would be a good opportunity for the developer to understand what we're looking for in terms of elevations when they come back. Because the elevations, you're right, they do look like a prototypical O'Reilly. You would expect to see on State Street. If you walk through our commercial district, it's not prototypical buildings, you know, top of that, McDonald's, especially Walmart, not the same as you would see, you know, elsewhere. And so it's something that I think Cedar Hills is taking great pride in. I had a resident last week asking, what are community city council meetings? Usually you have to have that gets asked. But he said, I want to come and I want to commend the council, and I think this combination comes to you as well. That I really want to commend you guys. You guys have done a really good job of making a commercial district that looks and makes it feel like a really nice place. So thank you. So I think that you submitted some pretty just general elevations from O'Reilly. You know, the approvals tonight have nothing to do with the elevation, but to your point, I think it's going to get a lot of feedback. And we've talked about that before, right?
That's what we submitted them.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Can, Can you bring the picture back up? On the east side of the building, where the proposed building, if they flipped that and it was on the east side of the lot now, is that what you're potentially proposing? Is it, if it moves east?
Yeah.
And the parking moves west?
Yeah.
Okay, how close is that going to be? Because it looks like there's.
Because we have to play, we have to look at those setbacks.
Yeah, so how close is that gonna be to the next house?
Well, I think this is a piece of feedback I can give you is, right now you're showing a 10-foot landscaping buffer there. That has to be 15, so it might shave off a little bit of the building. But, I have to control real fast, if I can get that answer for you. But you have at least 15 feet on this side. I think it's, you've gotta have at least 30 feet in the building, so that may not work given the site plan. The other option we thought about was moving it to the south a little bit. But again, this is not a must. And if I can, this is a hey, consider this in your development.
Oh, sure.
Your site plan. So if it just doesn't work moving it to the east, it just doesn't work. It's something we'd like you to maybe look at. But you would have at least 5 feet for the home. These are, keep in mind, that's a very dense subdivision, plus I believe it's 30 feet to the property.
That would be good to try. If we look at it.
Yeah, the building that would be smaller, so if that doesn't work with the product, it's in the. Because as we play with this intersection, I mean, we can only come up to this property line, which, I mean, I don't know what the engineer holds in your recommendation for the any traffic mitigation measures there, but we just want to make sure that anything we can do, that we're keeping that 45-foot clear vision area.
But to shift it south, and take the buffer off of the south side and move it to the north side, give it a clear view area.
You could, I think the only problem with that, I thought about that one as well, you could do that, but you're pretty much tied to this access point. So if you pull that down, you don't pull the access to the property down to the south as well. And that's already cut.
Correct.
So you're kind of tied. It's a big space and there's not a lot of room for maneuvering here.
Can I add a comment, please, with what Nick said? I really hope you can make it down. Look, work. I really like that idea. That whole view funnel, even aesthetically, as you turn into this part of the development, I know it's mostly residential and then our commercial, so it's asymmetric. But if that's going to turn into more of a major intersection, it feels squeezed right now. It feels crowded. And it sure would be nice, because you can see on the left side the distance from the road to the building. And we don't have anywhere close to that on the right side of that drive.
You get close to it here. At this point.
Legally, yeah. And that's okay. But I'm hoping, you know, your engineers here, I'm hoping, I've done a lot of site planning myself. I know it's that little game of the squares where you gotta move around and try and get it all to work, but if you can get that look to work somehow, and maybe that access point comes in at a 45 and bends into your parking instead of coming straight orthogonal straight across, I'll bet there are ways to move this thing a little farther south, flip it, and move the building away from the road. My hope is that you will be able to.
Are they tied to a square building or can it that shape be played with them?
You know, that's a good question. I don't have the answer to that.
Because I think that would help in terms of if you would have, and you guys have provided, I don't know what your traffic situation, your parking situation is like, but if you have excess stalls to play with some of that area, that might be something that would sacrifice.
I think the site plan, per code, I think it just meets that your. Parking for 7,000, 7,500. That's my understanding. We can take a look at that again, just to double check, but I don't think we can lose any parking spaces, what we show there.
Proceed. I have another, just kind of a comment. I'm looking ahead. This is not, certainly not appropriate for this, you know, that kind of answer at this stage. This would be just James Town. But my experience with Bill Chevron and O'Reilly, a lot of times when people go there, they're having car troubles. And so there's going to be a fair amount of antifreeze oil that ends up in the parking lot because I've never been there. Are we going to change any of the stormwater retention to give a little bit of mitigation of that? Just to be thinking ahead for that.
I think that's a good question. But there should be just a pre-treatment before you go into the stormwater. There should just be some pre-treatment sumps that should separate from that oil water.
Okay.
They just float it and skim it.
Right. That's fairly common.
This is not new. It's it happens everywhere. Just checking on that.
Yeah.
Kind of question on the concept itself. Is this just retail, or does it include automotive service?
It's just going to be retail.
Just retail.
Yeah. Just like a typical O'Reilly. So I don't think that they offer any kind of automotive on-site
okay.
mechanical work. Just the generosity.
Right.
Replace a battery or whatever else we've all experienced there.
I did have a question on the actual site itself. This might go to the bigger, higher level question, but that south buffer,
this right here,
yeah, is that
homes?
Is that homes?
They're existing homes. They're, at this point, they're existing homes.
That's right.
So there's, I think, four homes that are right there on that south side. You might wonder how you get four homes there, but they did.
And there's a wall.
And there is a wall. Yes,
yeah,
there is an
sure
existing
wall.
There is an existing 6-foot concrete wall on the east side and the south side. We do not want one on the north side.
The other thing about flipping it is you basically have kind of those two fronts that then flip to the approach, which is, you know, to be part of yourself or your building. We're talking about it, say, how to do that whole approach from the west, northwest. That's your way to say hello, come combine our support.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions on the site plan? Want to go to the elevations? Okay, so this looks like a typical O'Reilly to me. In our conversations, and I mean, you've been down there, you've stayed looking at the specifically the AmSource side, trying to match that elevation and architectural style that's still being intended.
Yeah, again, the reason why we wanted to slip the elevations into this meeting was to get your feedback. We can't commit, we don't represent our own directly, so we can't commit to anything tonight, but we really want to get your feedback on these elevations. They have multiple prototypical elevations. We eat this stucco and we ask for the brick. Is this brick?
Yes.
It is brick, okay. Okay. I'd love to get your feedback, and we'll definitely take back. But yeah, we've looked at the area. We've let O'Reilly know. Essentially, you know, sounds like they want to do business here in Cedar Hill, so they don't kind of conform. We're just looking to get specific feedback if there is any, and we'll take it back and see what we can do. So.
For quite a while, there was a prohibition against bay doors facing Cedar Hills Drive, and that's been changed to accommodate potentially like a car wash or service station or something like that. But the orientation of the building probably should not be just showing bare brick wall everywhere that's facing Cedar Hills Drive. Like, you should be able to see the front of the building from Cedar Hills Drive, whether it's directly facing it or not. So, like, as you're driving up from Hart's, you should be able to see the front of the building rather than it being tucked in behind. I would think, yes.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, because, I mean, the way it's proposed, the red will only be facing south, and nobody will ever see it unless they're coming from the top of the mountain. Right?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that there's at least some identifying features that you can see from you know, the main thoroughfare.
I think something that they'll have to consider is in their elevations they come back with, is identifying places on, I would say, on the south, west, and north side of the building that just indicate where they intend to put signage. So that's something that you can use to break up the facade of the building. I mean, beyond that, if you look at our buildings, they have wainscoting on the bottom, they have red brick, the, specifically to the Amsource developments, they have those pitches on the front, and they're kind of just decorative, but they're there. And they add to that architectural theme that's going through the commercial zone. But that's, that, I mean, that would be, I think that's what we would be looking for. And you already understand that.
Yeah, no, I guess my point is that if you were coming up Cedar Hill Drive and saw this structure, the way it's presented,
it's just
all you would see is blank brick, and nobody would even know what it was.
Which may actually play to the, hey, let's think about rotating this so that it, that facade is facing where most of the traffic is, because most of the traffic is going to go by on, people go by on 4700, and on Cedar Hill Drive, and that will twist that so it's all traffic seeing that.
And that was kind of my point. And right now we're looking at a brick cube.
I have another suggestion. If you're going to use any brick, you don't have to do the same brick that's on the other building in that area. Also, maybe the red, the kind, it would be less red or less bright red. I don't know if you have. If already has to stick with that color scheme, that would just be my preference. It would be less, because I feel like that would clash with the
less
darker red.
Bright red than what you're seeing there.
Yes.
Not less red than what is in the area.
I mean,
you're talking about the actual O'Brien bed here. That clashing with the brick.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a softer or muted red that doesn't.
Right. If it goes to more red, or maybe a taupe or something like that.
You seen something you like there?
Yeah, because I agree. The red was the person that jumped out.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing to keep in mind is that when this goes to a red brick approach, that it won't quite stick out as much. But there are, that I was looking at images, there are plenty of these where the sign itself is big enough, prominent enough that people know to go there. I've never looked for the red sign.
Right.
I look for the blue sign to find Walmart. You know, or Best Buy. I never look for the red to find O'Reilly's. I see that big, it's the same But red brick will help with that. So maybe it's a good thing to system.
Sure.
Yeah. I have a few other comments. Certainly the rooftop units at Best, how they're planning to heat and cool the space. We don't want to see those units. So they have a very short parapet. It's not covering you.
Right.
We're not going to want to see those units at all. Part of that is just the height of your parapet, how you handle your main entry. And then I believe it's still in our guidelines that we ask that you break up long expanses of wall. So that's pilasters, or that's jogging the building in and out, or some sort of architectural feature. And, you know, I can't say enough about the fact, like the one over by Smith's, you know, faces towards the main road, and that's very much a presentation of here's where we are, where should we come in. And the fact that the parking is in front of it lets you know that there's plenty of room to pull in and go inside. Another reason maybe for the flip. But you're going to want to address, you've got three, almost four points to this building because of its location. So you're going to want to develop an architecture that acknowledges.
Not an answer that I have. You know, we don't work directly for O'Reilly. However, if I have to guess, the fact that they are interested in this site tells me that they feel like the market allows for a additional, you know, additional sites and customer traffic in the area.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that we approve the conceptual plan for our Live at Auto Parts to be located at 166 North 4700.
I second.
Was that Steve, that second? Okay.
Yeah, let's see who we have voting tonight. Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting to turn my mic on. So everyone except our two alternates have voted tonight, our five. So we have a motion on the floor. Any additional thoughts or comments?
I'm sorry, am I not voting number tonight?
You're voting number eight. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what we got today?
Yes, still going.
Still going.
Okay, all right.
It's the same.
Yeah, same for you.
Yeah.
I don't remember that guy's name, but he was at our site plan already, so I have his name somewhere on our stuff. I have it.
Did you get all the political signs earlier? I saw you out gathering.
I got quite a few. Not political, but I thought it was.
All right, we'll go ahead and move on to our last item. Review and recommendation on amendments to City Code Title 10, Chapter 5, related to fences.
Thank you. So we're going to try to make this as short as possible. So I'm not going to go back through all the procedures that we went through to get to this point. I'm just going to touch base on what we did on the last proposed amendments back in August 25th, 2020. At that planning commission meeting, the item was tabled, pending the staff to clean up the verbiage and propose a code to include safety into the intent section of section M, number one. Staff has included these recommendations that planning commission requested, and we want to go ahead and have planning commission review these to recommend or not recommend these changes as made. Do you want me to go through these changes or? Okay, so the first changes that we addressed were the intent of the code. So if you go to F1, we did include not only recognizing the aesthetics of the fence in that particular section of code, but we wanted to include safety issues and address those safety issues. So what we did was we changed the purpose of this section is to achieve and coordinating appearance while recognizing the health and safety of surrounding properties and patrons using trail. Fences shall be consistent to the quality and design and construction of surrounding facilities. So that was our first change that we wanted to make that address. The second one we wanted to go through. Okay. The second change is that we wanted to include in the type of fence in the section, which would be 3B, we included a hybrid style of consisting of fence. This hybrid style of fence would still have to remain open at least 40%.
I have a question about 3A.
Okay.
When it's just a little thing that says on the left, fence, no fencing will be allowed that has any kind of spike or spear effect on the top rail of the fence. That's not to me tickets, though, right?
No.
Okay.
This, it says the exception of a black wrought iron or metal site fence. are some that do have spikes in this. What this is addressing is if you have a regular fence and you want to get away from people trying to put their own spikes or whatnot. It's an aesthetic, yeah.
So Steve, I believe that 3B addresses what you were talking about the last time we went over this, about the hybrid combo.
The rest of the code is what we've gone over previously. In this, those were the two major areas that were in question. So.
So, comments, questions, thoughts? Did we notice this as public?
We've done a public hearing before on it, so we don't have to redo that.
Thoughts and comments on, I think for the most part, this is the same, except for a couple items that we're just trying to get from our last time.
Good.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Stop.
All right, hearing none, I'll certainly entertain a motion.
I move that we recommend the proposed amendment to Cedar Hill Municipal Code 10-5-18 and Section F, special provisions related to defensive adjacent public parks, trails, and buildings and streets.
Awesome.
Yeah. We have a motion. Any further thoughts, comments, questions? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous.
I didn't see that coming.
I will hear a motion regarding the adjournment of the meeting.
I don't think you do.